time now. Sipping on Bacardi till it runs out. You are in the corner with your head down. I don't even wanna know what that's about. Cause you're the one that's always getting to.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Région ou d'une région à proximité est rouge. Afin de limiter la propagation de la COVID-19, les rassemblements d'amis ou de famille sont interdits et les déplacements vers d'autres régions doivent être évités. De plus, en zone rouge, il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Visitez québec.ca/coronavirus pour connaître les règles spécifiques mises en place pour établir la situation. Respectez toutes les règles, tout le temps, sans exception. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
That's the Milford Graves Percussion Ensemble, with Milford Graves on drums, bells, gong, and shaker, and Sonny Morgan on drums and bells. That's from their 1965 ESP recording, simply entitled Milford Graves Percussion Ensemble with Sonny Morgan. Good morning. You're listening to Jazz Muck for this Friday morning, February 19th. My name is Lawrence, and I'm your usual bi-weekly host, alternating with long-running Jazz Amok host John B. here on CKUT 90.3 FM. And, of course, I started the morning with a piece by Milford Graves because the great Milford Graves passed on to another dimension earlier this week. And so, in celebration of what can easily be argued as one of the great free jazz innovators. He was there right at the start in the 1960s, playing with such greats as Albert Eiler and really everyone else associated with the scene back in the 60s. I'm going to spend the first hour or so this morning in tribute to the late, great Milford Graves. And having mentioned Albert Eiler, I might as well play some of his work with that other late great saxophonist, Albert Eiler. So we're going to hear one of Albert's famous pieces with Milford on drums, Ghosts, here on Jazzamuck.
You had to just hang out with Albert for a day. You know, first of all, you know, you go to Albert's house. If you didn't know Albert, you know, and you open the door, you would think that the house was on fire. He used to have so much incense burning. Albert, I mean, he burned a lot of incense. And you walked out of Albert's house, your clothes was just saturated with incense, you know, odor. And you go and you sit in the house with Albert. Sometimes you'd be talking, sometimes it's quiet. And I would be sitting in the chair, and he'd sit by this window, and maybe the lights would be real dim, or he wouldn't have the lights on in the daytime, but the light would come through, and it would project him in a certain way that you could see his shadow in a certain way. And you'd have to really look at him sometimes, you know, to see if Albert was like, if he was really there, you know. He became just like some of the titles of his tunes. Ghosts, you know?
Spirits.
Yeah, spirits, you know? I mean, and Albert, a lot of times, you know, you'd be walking with Albert and he'd start whistling. He'd be whistling all the time, either humming, always singing something. Like when you know, and I'd be with Albert, like you felt as though your material body was not there. It felt like you could walk through each other with Albert. You know, you couldn't bump into him. And it was always this quiet thing that you had with Albert, always quiet with Albert. I've never seen him get very loud. That's what was amazing, because when he played, it was just the opposite. He was so powerful, and like he was reserving all his energy. Like he was just going, when he played, that's when everything would come out, you know? But if you watch his personality, you wouldn't think that he was that powerful. I mean, just him, you know? Albert was an experience. I mean, when you was around him, you know? I always think about if Albert was here now, if Albert was here now, you know. I think the sad thing is that you don't get a chance to see the development of some of the great musicians. You know, even Charlie Parker. I said, if Charlie Parker had more time. You know what I mean? You know, you think about these things, you know, and like getting back to Albert, you know what I mean? You know, and it's just a great loss, you know. Albert was an experience. I mean, when you was around him, you know. Musician-wise, what I missed about Albert, you could just sit back and play and don't worry. You don't have to worry, you know, because Albert was always going to be there with you. Or you was always, if you wanted to, you could be there with him. Let's put it that way. Like I'm saying, when you would be walking with him, like he was just very quiet, very silent. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you can walk through each other like you could never bump into him, you know. And that's exactly, you know. And he was just passing through. And we all passed through, but, you know, his was a quick passing through.
Thank you. This is Cyrus Chestnut, and you're listening to the greasiest, bluesiest, the delicacy, CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, this is Joe McPhee. You're listening to 90.3 CKUT.
This is Matana Roberts, and you are tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. Montreal, a city that I love, 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 love.
Thank you. Thank you.
one last cymbal splash there from Milford Graves, ending our approximately 1 hour tribute to the late great Milford Graves, who passed on earlier this week. That last track we heard was Milford Graves on drums as part of the Lowell Davidson trio, with Gary Peacock on the bass and Lowell Davidson on the piano. That was a piece entitled Stately One. That's an ESP recording from 1965, July 1965. Prior to that, we heard the duo of Milford Graves on drums and David Murray on reeds, a track called Moving About from their DIW recording entitled Real Deal. And indeed, Milford Graves, if anyone ever was the real deal. Prior to that, Milford Graves on drums as part of the Sunny Sharrock band from the LP entitled Black Woman from 1969 that came out on the Vortex label. We heard a track entitled Portrait of Linda in Three Colors, All Black. Sunny Sharrock on the guitar, Dave Burrell on the piano, Norris Jones on the bass, Linda Sharrock on the voice, and Gary Sharrock adding a bit of bells to the drums of Milford Graves. Prior to that, we heard a solo track on drums and voice and a variety of other instruments here and there from Milford Graves' solo. That was a track entitled Transmutations, and it came out on a compilation record entitled New American Music Volume 1. That was from 1975 and came out on Folkways recording, collecting a bunch of new jazz and similar music that was out around that time. Prior to that, a couple of tracks of Milford Graves backing up, drumming behind Albert Eiler, together with Alan Silva there on the bass, Cal Cobbs on harpsichord, Albert Eiler, of course, on tenor saxophone, and brother Donald Eiler on drums. That's from 1968, the album Love Cry. And we heard two tracks from that, in reverse order, Omega and Ghosts. That about wraps up our hour-long set of our little tribute to Milford Graves.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Different now, going from the largely music from the past to music that is now brand new release from Mark Feldman, a solo violin recording. The record is called Sounding Point, and just out on the Intact record label. We're going to hear a piece entitled Viciously here on Jazzamuck.